Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. I just got back from my trip to Spain, and boy, did I eat well. We did a fair amount of tapas and a fair amount of sit-down dinners, and since I have my notebook with me, I brought back a few ideas. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, I'm sure a chef of your caliber would have gone nuts sampling all that great food in Spain.
Oh, yeah. You know, Spain's cuisine, although varied, you know, through the regions, is still one of the true classics and with great, great dishes.
Yeah, it really is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And there was one dish that I kept seeing. It's ubiquitous. It's called patatas bravas.
Sure.
Which I think makes
cooked
means,
potatoes.
Yeah, but heroic potatoes.
Heroic potatoes is what it translates to, right?
And they say that, you know, patatas bravas is to Spanish bars what buffalo wings are to sports bars in America. They're
sure.
Everywhere. But everyone has their own little variation
of
on
course,
it.
Of course, of course.
And I made some last night. It was really fun. I just oven baked some potatoes, cut up potatoes, like little 3/4 inch cubes.
Do you parboil them? Or
I like to. I like to because it gets the inside tender.
I think so, yeah.
And then you get a nice crust on the outside.
Then you can roast them quick in high heat.
That's right, yeah. There's two basic sauces that go on this. It kind of looks like potato cubes with ketchup on it, but it's a little more involved than that. One is just a straight tomato-based sauce with a lot of spices and seasonings
in it.
Yeah,
it gets like hot, spicy.
It's pretty piquant, as they say.
Yeah.
And the other is a mayonnaise aioli-based thing.
Sure.
So I went with that route yesterday and found some nice olive oil mayonnaise to work with. It's kind of a new product.
I've seen this. Yeah,
it's a very nice product.
But we'll throw a recipe for your own aioli on there, which you make with some great extra virgin olive oil. It's quite good.
It is. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, squeezed in some tomato paste and some garlic and, you know, whatnot. And pretty soon I had a beautiful little sauce. You cook it up and it's ready to go.
Sure.
And everybody loved it. another ubiquitous dish that I saw a lot, particularly in tapas bars, is originally from Catalonia, and it's called in Catalan it's called pa amb tomàquet. It's bread with tomatoes.
and it's really, really a delicious and simple dish.
It is.
I mean, I think the choice of bread is crucial. You need with a bread with a large crumb, you know, like those big, varying large size holes, like a ciabatta or something.
Yeah, ciabatta is perfect.
Because you're not really putting something on the bread; you're kind of smearing it across it, and the bigger the holes, the more it'll catch. Kind of like the nooks and crannies from the Thomas's English muffin
idea.
That's
right.
And so get a good bread that's got like a whole varying different size of
And what you
holes.
Do, the first step is you take a clove of garlic and just rub it on the bread.
Exactly.
And because it's got that crumb, and if you toast it, it's even better. It kind of acts like a file.
Yeah.
And just gets it down.
Yep.
I put a little garlic and a little parsley in my tomato, and you just use a box.
As you say, you box grate the tomato.
Box grate the tomato.
Yeah.
It doesn't get the skin involved at all.
Right.
It's just really, really perfect.
Yeah.
Something else that I had at least three times that I had never had before, and that's beef cheeks.
Oh, sure. They are the cheeks of the beef in the mouth.
That's right.
Not the other end.
No, that's right.
Yes.
Exactly right. The head end. And because they chew so much, they can be pretty tough. But all that work gives them flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
the idea is to braise them long and slow.
Long and slow.
I was looking up some recipes for this, and they said 8 hours, 10 hours in a slow cooker.
Do you know, they really lend themselves well to the pressure cooker, and I can get them done in 30 minutes that way.
Really?
Yeah.
No
yeah.
kidding.
So, but either option works well.
Well, I'm going to try it. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.